City. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for a Monday, this 12th day of February. And joining me this morning, we have on the live line, we have Becky Coppin from the RSVP organization. We missed you last month, but Becky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat, and a beautiful one it is.
That it is for the 12th day of February, because here it is, Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday of this week, and I know the RSVP has been busy over these last few weeks getting all set for sending out Valentines, I believe. Am I right on that there, Becky?
Yes. We encouraged as many of our volunteers as possible to send Valentines to nursing home residents. And so I was very pleased with the turnout of volunteers and the number of cards that they sent. Some sent one, some sent two, some sent three, but some sent, there was a group that made 150 Valentines. So pretty amazing.
It sure
and
is.
Just something to cheer the hearts of people in the nursing home. So, you know, it's actually not too late. There's still a couple days. And if you want to send a Valentine to a nursing home resident or hand deliver it, at this point in time, that would be a terrific thing to do.
Absolutely. You can stop by Windsor Manor or by stopping into Crestview Nursing and Rehab or at Southfield Wellness Community in Webster City. Those are the three nursing homes that we have in the Webster City area. And I believe there's also nursing homes there in the Jewell area and also in Stratford as well, if my memory serves me correct.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What else has been going on?
That was a fun project.
I bet it was. Mm-hmm. But there are some other projects going on there too, Becky.
Yes. We have this program that I've spoken about before. It's called Span the Generations. SPAN stands for Seniors Preventing Addiction to Narcotics. And we developed this program, I believe it was in 2018.
6 years.
In response to, pardon me?
I said 6 years it's been there, since 2018.
Yeah. In response to the opioid problem, and we have trained some volunteers to go out and give an educational program to inform people about opioids and the safe use of opioids, the safe disposal of opioids, also just warning signs of opioid use in loved ones. And people might think, oh, I have nothing to do with opioids. I'm not a drug addict. But if you've ever been prescribed a painkiller for anything, for a surgery, for a chronic pain, even for a tooth extraction, something like that, that painkiller was no doubt an opioid. And it can be dangerous. And also, just leaving it in your medicine cabinet is a dangerous thing to do. So we want people to be informed about it. So we have this program, and I'm excited because I have a volunteer who's very knowledgeable about all of this. She formerly worked as a nurse for Community and Family Resources and worked with people who are actually going through treatment for drug addiction. So she's very knowledgeable, and she's bringing our program up to date. You know, things change over the last 6 years. During COVID, people didn't think about the opioid problem as much as they did about the COVID problem. But the opioid problem did not go away. In fact, it got worse. Just the isolation, the loneliness, the fear of the whole COVID epidemic caused people to turn to drugs in some cases. And so the opioid problem has only gotten worse. So if I want to encourage anyone who has a group of any size and they would like to have a presentation made to their group about opioids, we would be more than happy to accommodate that. And for free, we would have our volunteer come and give a very good presentation on opioid use, the careful use of it, and avoiding misuse of it.
All right, so then simply call the RSVP office in Webster City at 832-2572 if they need the speaker who'd like to know. 832-2525 is the phone number. People want to know more about this opioid program that's being administered through the RSVP program. Becky, as we know, this is tax time. I'm sure there's some volunteers that can help seniors in their income taxes, right?
Yes, that is true. The VITA, or Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, is going strong. It's going through the ISU Extension and Outreach Office, and we have volunteers that are serving to pick up the phone when you call to make an appointment to have your taxes done for free by an expert tax person through ISU Extension.
How busy has it been so far since the people got their tax forms? Are they very busy right now, there, Becky, or what?
I think that the slots for for this volunteer service are filling up, so people do need to get hold of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, and make their appointment.
All right, so they can call 832-2525 through the RSVP office, or they may contact the Iowa State University Extension Office in Webster City for their information. I believe their number, I just know this off the top of my head, is 832-9597. Extension Service, Extension Outreach Service through Iowa State. Any other programs that we want to mention this morning, Becky?
Well, I think that's all for today.
Okay. So if they'd like to know more about the many volunteer opportunities with RSVP, then call your office at 832-2525. From what we talked about this morning, if they'd like to know more about the opioid prevention program and getting their work with VITA, tax services, just call 832-2525. Next time we talk, Becky, we'll do this on the third Monday in March because I'm going to be gone on that second Monday in March next month. But can we do it on the third Monday in March on the 19th? Can we do that?
That sounds perfect.
March 19th at 8:30, we'll have our next visit with you, Becky. In the meantime, you have yourself a wonderful Valentine's Day, and we'll talk to you next month on the 19th.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Okay. Thanks, Becky. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
Bye.
I should correct myself. 18th of March will be our next program. So it's 18th of March. Because I'm going to be away for a little bit next month. Not going to say anything further on that, but leave it as it may. So again, 18th of March, our next visit with Becky Coppin.